Ana, salude a Leiska Powell. Salude a Leiska Powell. Que deseo que no escuche, que no hable español.
No, qué pena.
Yo creo que
es la gerente de gestión de riesgo en Jamaica.
No, qué pena.
Y pregúntele cuál es la situación hoy en Jamaica por cuenta del huracán Beryl. Por favor, Ana.
Sí, señor. Good morning, Miss Powell. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Miss Powell, we have seen the images coming from Jamaica, and they are really worrying. Mm-hmm. Can you share with us what's the latest update that you guys have of what has happened in Jamaica after Hurricane Beryl?
All right. So just quickly, what we're seeing in terms of damage, there's significant damage to the road infrastructure. A number of houses were also impacted where they lost roofs. A number of our critical facilities are without power, which is affecting the operation at some of our hospitals and so on. Most of them are now on generators or backup supply. Approximately 60% of the country is without power, and different sectors, their damage assessment teams have been deployed. They're underground trying to get a sense of the scale of impact and how we proceed with our response and recovery as a country. Specifically from the Jamaica Red Cross side, we will be working with a key government agency, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, to conduct livelihoods and needs assessment of the affected population. Again, that will inform how, from a humanitarian response standpoint, how we assist the most vulnerable and those who were affected by the hurricane.
Bueno, nos dice que rápidamente lo que han podido ver son los daños que hay en la infraestructura vial. Nos dice que las casas también se han visto impactadas, han visto ciertas casas sin techos en este momento. Hay algunas facilidades de la Cruz Roja y hospitales también que están sin electricidad y eso ha dificultado también prestar el servicio. 60% del país está sin electricidad, eso es lo que calculan en este momento. Y nos dice que están tratando de llegar a esos sectores difíciles de acceder para poder ver ya a gran escala qué es lo que pasó, cuál fue el impacto y proceder a dar una respuesta como país. La Cruz Roja va a trabajar de la mano con el gobierno para llegar a esas personas más vulnerables y poder asistir a la población.
Afortunadamente, Jamaica tuvo un día para prepararse antes de que llegara el huracán. ¿Cómo fue esa preparación y la colaboración entre el gobierno y la Cruz Roja de Jamaica?
You guys had some time to prepare before Beryl hit the island. Can you share with us how did you guys prepare yourselves and what was that collaboration with international organizations to prepare yourselves for the Hurricane Beryl?
Okay, thank you. So in terms of preparation, through the Med Service, a number of advisories would have gone out days before as it relates to early warning, informing the population to prepare, to store water, to purchase food items that, non-perishable food items, because, again, we weren't sure how the system would have impacted us. There was also the pre-positioning of relief supplies, certainly from the Jamaica Red Cross would have assisted with that. A number of shelters would have provided relief supplies, non-food items, to assist with the needs of the homeless, because one of the things that the government tried to do was to provide shelter for the homeless, especially in the Kingston metropolitan area. So I think in terms of the early warning that was done, and again, the pre-positioning of supplies, heavy-duty equipment to clear major road networks so that we could return as quickly as possible to some sense of normalcy. However, within that, again, there has been significant impact. Our airport, one of our main airports, for example, there's a section of the roof that got damaged and so on. So, yes, we did prepare, but also right now our focus is really on responding and relief as quickly as possible to return to a sense of normalcy.
Well, Leiska, thank you so much for your time in W Radio, and we're really sorry about the situation in Jamaica.
Thank you so much for having me.
Si tuvieron una preparación unos días antes cuando se lanzó esta alerta temprana, estaban avisando a la población para que buscaran agua, para que buscaran comida, no sabían cómo los iba a impactar o de qué manera, entonces también digamos que crearon estos refugios para las personas, sobre todo sin hogar, en el área de Kingston, y nos dice que lograron equiparse y lograron prepararse, pero aún así sí hubo un impacto muy importante en el aeropuerto. Por ejemplo, nos dice que una parte del techo se derrumbó y a pesar de la preparación, pues no pudieron evitar este impacto. Nos dice que el foco ahora está en responder para poder volver y retornar a la normalidad en Jamaica en este momento.